Everybody's just glitz gonna show up.
Just
I like it. Respect people's time.
I'll call the meeting in order. Roll call.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Greg Retzlaff.
Here.
Michael Sklitsky.
Hadn't heard anything, he still may be coming.
Okay, Jeff Wambold.
Here.
Leah Blau.
Unexcused for not taking one of us to Portugal with her.
Anna DeLisi.
Here.
Morgan Calamaga.
Here.
Good job.
Any citizens' comments? Citizen comments? Is there a citizen here?
Well, we're all citizens.
True. Supervisor comment.
I thought the Grayley's was very good. Didn't you all thought that was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was very good.
We might want to up maybe in a year or not. Well, this committee might not be here, but have him update that at some
next
point.
Next April, it'll be a brand new committee.
That's true, yeah. Probably be too soon. Yeah, might have.
Anything else? Chairman comments? None. I was just asking Donna if she had an idea when we would be doing the budget, and so far nothing. So
I would guess, just based on past practice, it'll be not that today or day after you get it, but the following Wednesday, just based on past practice.
Mm-hmm. So there's a good possibility next meeting will be canceled.
Okay.
It'll just be a week later, that's all.
Approval of the minutes.
So moved.
I will second that.
Okay. There's a first and second on the floor. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Next on the docket, 2017 Federal Inmate Detainee Housing Review.
That's just a submission unless you have any questions.
I didn't get that.
What would have been in your packet?
Oh, that's when I went over.
Yeah, this one.
Okay. I'm coming.
Did you get one, Greg?
No, I did not.
Why did you not?
No. Here, I've got it. It's online. It's not online.
Like this?
Yeah.
I didn't get one. So.
He's got it right there.
I got a copy here.
Oh, okay.
I have no questions.
I have no questions. Well, at least keep in ahead of what was budgeted.
That's good.
Let's go to the Country Thunder recap. Have some country music.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Does he need to go, or?
No, even if he did, we were going to make him wait.
Yeah, that's a good attitude there.
Works for me. So, go ahead.
All of you have gotten a copy of my report, but I'll go over some of the highlights. Again, this year we were in excess of 35,000 people daily at this event, even with the weather that we had, which did hold down some of the camping. But our efforts was approximately 2,500 man hours and covered an event from Wednesday through Monday with additional help from Kenosha Police Department, Walworth County Sheriff's Department, UW Parkside, that we're also on the grounds with, as well as part of the traffic enforcement, as well as help from the Walworth County Highway Department, and our highway department was much more extensive this year. Our total cost for all of that assistance was $190,834.10. There is a breakdown page if you had wanted to see more specifics on where the money went. That was well within the bond of $225,000, so $34,165.90 was returned to the Country Thunder folks.
Why don't you stick that in reserve or something?
Do you really want my honest answer? I believe that would be good. Our total calls for service on the grounds were 437. Now, obviously, those aren't all aren't arrest situations, but 286 of those were citations. and/or physical arrests, 210 were for underage alcohol consumption. The breakdown of the major arrests, we had 3 substantial batteries, 11 arrests for 16 and under people that were on the grounds doing things, and 3 for drug-related and 4 resisting, obstructing officers. All those numbers are down from last year. The big difference probably was because of the weather. If you weren't sure, or if you didn't see what happened, we had 4 days of solid rain out there almost, and the mud in my 25 years of working out there was the worst I've ever seen. Literally, we were stuck. Everybody was stuck. Any cars in the parking lot got stuck. The local farmers were making a killing by pulling people out with their tractors at about $100 a pound. So that's how bad it was. Some of the pictures I sent there, I do have drone footage and everything, but it didn't do as much justice. I don't know how well they came out on your printout. But you can even notice on, there's one where the main stage is there. People are standing in almost knee-deep water.
Can you pass those along?
No, you don't have
the color. Ours, mine doesn't look that
good. Okay.
Yeah, ours, I was just curious, because I remember the photos from last year. So
these are only a few that I snapped when I was riding around the place.
I can't make it.
At the top one, you can see people down by the railing, which separates the VIP from the general.
Oh.
Yeah, they're standing in knee-deep water and mud. And it didn't get a whole lot better because the humidity didn't dry anything out. It was absolute mud bath out there this year.
That doesn't look good.
But they still came. I think what it did was it slowed down a lot of the campers. We did have some vacancies at the campgrounds, but the day-to-day traffic for the concerts, I think, still continued. People still came to watch the show even though they didn't camp.
When you mentioned the 2,500 man hours,
mm-hmm.
Does that get, where does that, is that year in the Kenosha Sheriff Department, the 142, that would that be?
That would be part of it. The other parts would be for the services from Kenosha, Walworth, Parkside.
Okay, so that's not all of our, that's?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the total hours roughly
okay.
That I schedule for law enforcement on being on the scene.
So it's not all the county?
Correct. It's okay. Not just Kenosha.
Okay.
On average, we have about 30 people on the ground a day out there.
And what's the going? What do you charge? Is it an hourly type? When you 2,500 man hours, at some hourly rate?
It's the overtime rate plus all the benefits that the county pays to each person. So on average, I believe for a deputy, it's around
$58 an hour. Is that right?
Okay, so that's what you put in your.
That's what we bill them.
Sure.
And then everybody gets paid the overtime rate when they work out there, with the exception of supervisors who get the agreed upon $50 an hour rate. But I can't, you know, you also got rates from Walworth County and the other agencies that are maybe different than ours. But that's what we paid into theirs, their billing that they sent.
So they send you a bill of their
yes.
their stuff?
And okay. It's deducted from the bond that they posted,
sure.
$225,000.
Okay.
And so we're still well within that range, so improvements, et cetera, for manpower, especially next year, you know, we still have wiggle room there.
As Country Thunder, people really don't have too much of a problem with this?
No, they don't. They expect a free fund, but, you know, there's...
I mean, it's not a big
there's
deal.
There's equipment needs, et cetera, that money really could be used for.
Yeah.
And help out for the whole situation. I mean, we upped our game out there for... the food service that we provide the guys at the command post, plus with the new traffic assignments, the mutual aid was expanded this year, and I'll go over that in a second. But we certainly got more people scheduled this year than ever before to work out there. And we had, I don't know if that was a reflection of the less arrests that we had because there were more people out there, more cops, or was the weather, or both, but the weather certainly calmed the savage is down a little bit, especially on the last couple of days. I think people were kind of sick of it, so they just went home. We didn't have as many last day incidents. We had a new traffic control in place this year. Myself, the highway department, and the zoning and planning got together to put together a different plan to route traffic away from Lance Drive. That was always a big problem in the past when they would the ingress for the daily main events bottles up Lance Drive. So the local residents can't get through, no one can go up and down from Richmond along that roadway. Plus the emergency vehicles can't get through. So this year we routed them around Highway 12 and around the west side of the property, which incorporated 5 officers from Walworth County to help us with traffic on that side of the county line. Although that was a line of traffic at times, Lance Drive was able to stay open the entire event. And if you had your local pass in place, like people were informed to get, which was nothing more than a pink piece of paper that said Country Thunder and you put on your windshield, you got through that like any other, nobody's business. Those that decided they weren't going to follow those directions complained that they weren't getting routed around Country Thunder instead of going up through Twin Lakes where they wanted to go home. What ended up happening was we even handed out those passes at the traffic control point. They came up with some of your local residents. We gave them one, said, next time, put this in your windshield, you can go through. And it works pretty good when it's all pre-planned, but there's a monkey-see-monkey-do effect to doing traffic. And if you let somebody through, the next car wants to come through, and the next, you know, they all just think they're coming through. Mm-hmm. And even though they're concert goers, they're local, so you got to split them. I think now the learning curve has kicked in, and next year we'll be even better prepared with the local traffic out there to be able to let them go through those traffic control points. And it works out pretty good. The signage was great. Both highway departments came through well with those message boards. And I think it's a good way to do it for the future. A little bit worried about the new fireworks stand being built on Highway 12 there, right where we send them in. It's a whole building going to be fireworks, so they're all going to stop and stock up probably.
Is that an issue every year? Do they?
Not yet.
A lot of campers?
Not yet. It's not, you can't have it, but we'll see.
Well, would you preempt, is there anything you can do with that new stand? Would you go talk to them?
It's not in Kenosha County. See, my biggest problem dealing with up there is we're dealing with three different jurisdictions. Actually, a state line's involved,
mm-hmm.
Walworth County's involved, Genoa City's involved, Twin Lakes is involved. So you have all these different jurisdictions that kind of either butt up to it or overlap. And if we had it all in Kenosha County, it would be easier for me to do the job up there. But when I got to coordinate with all these other agencies, sometimes it's a little bit difficult. We had problems with Genoa City a couple years ago where they decided to come on the grounds and just do their own thing by writing tickets and raiding parties in the campgrounds to the point where you almost had riot problems.
Wow.
So the sheriff contacted their chief, and now they no longer come on the grounds. But they technically have one parking lot and two campgrounds in the Genoa City jurisdiction because that was.
But they stuck to that location, or they?
Yeah, they stuck to those territories. But you're talking about two major campgrounds and a general parking area. It's a lot of territory for them to run around and roust all the partygoers. So we had some issues with them a couple of years ago. They've now since backed off and just do traffic around the edges, which is good for what we would like. And working with Walworth County is easy, exceptional. We do it all the time. And, of course, KPD guys, no problems. This year I got twice as many KPD volunteers, so that helped.
Good.
Why do you have to use them?
That's it.
Why do we use them?
KPD?
Yeah.
Because we don't have enough
people. Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay.
We'll send it
that in Walworth. I'm just thinking the distance, theoretically. Walworth, between the two.
Walworth Sheriff did the same thing as KPD. But what I did is I gave KPD, because since we're kind of, brother and sister agency, they get first crack at the openings. What they don't fill, then I'm farming out to Walworth and Parkside, et cetera. Walworth had a guaranteed five locations for traffic that I needed manned 4 days. So they already had a good chunk of the overtime. And so it went off okay. Like I said, I think this year with the mud, it was a whole new ball game out there.
No porta potties set on fire this year?
I think one.
Yeah.
I think only one this year.
That was actually posted on Facebook.
Was it?
Is it? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like in the past. They're definitely cut down on those, but that helps that we have a lot of cops out there now, too. So, I would like to get some more equipment down the road, like portable camera towers, et cetera, to watch the grounds, et cetera. But,
Use the drone during?
We do this to get some, aerial pictures of the thing.
And that's about it, though. That's about all you can use it for?
The drone video we got this year, actually, their security team did it. And it doesn't do it justice for how wet it was out there. Mm. It just looks like kind of dirt roads. You had to get the ground level, seated. Everything was 6-8 inches of mud where you're trying to walk. And you know, all the heavy traffic areas, not only vehicles, but pedestrians, just mud pits. It was nuts. But that's it. No major issues at this
point. I was curious, you said the underage drinking was less, same number of citations?
That's lower. Normally we're on 250.
Yeah.
So we are down a little bit on the underage. Again, I think the campers were a little bit thinned out because of the weather, but the word's also getting out, you know, that we are out there citing quite a bit.
Do you have a holding cell out there or anything like
that?
No,
we use Twin Lakes PD for that.
Oh, I was wondering, you just take them right away?
If we need to. I mean, we bring out a transport van from the jail, and if we have two, three, four people, we'll just load them up and send somebody downtown. But Twin Lakes is open for us to do that if we need to. We use Twin Lakes PD a lot for turning over juveniles because you can Google Twin Lakes PD on your phone and find it.
Oh.
If you Google Country Thunder, you have no idea where they are on the ground.
Good point.
That works out better. Plus, we get them away from the crowds.
Now, do you guys debrief after every event? Yeah. I would assume.
Yeah.
Is there especially anything that you're going to want to change for next year? Or you've debriefed already, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I didn't get any specifics this year as far as, you know, any man. Last year was all cry for more manpower. So we filled up a lot of that this year. And no specific complaints. I mean,
good.
Most of the crew that's out there, and it kind of worries me for the future, has been out there for quite a many years. And the newer guys who are getting ordered in for overtime all the time are not signing up. So there may come a day when us old fellas are no longer going to Country Thunder or working it, and we'd have to rely a lot more on mutual aid. Because I don't see the event getting any smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And the manpower we have out there is probably just enough for right now. I don't see the scheduling more than we did last year, or next year than we did this year. But, you know, and right now they seem to hold the line at about 35,000. That's what they claim, which is a little underestimated. The bowl itself, when it's full, is roughly 42 to 45,000. That's just the main stage area. So when that's full, you can bet there's at least another few thousand still in the campground.
So they're underestimating, or the number they tell you is less than you believe to be true?
I've never gotten an actual ticket or attendance record from them.
And they're not required to give one, are they?
No.
Okay.
And they're, you know, and they scan now. Everybody's got the wrist scanners, so they got a pretty accurate count of how many people are coming in. And I don't think they really want to share too much information.
And no big deal, but it says Parkside Police, $360.
That's it. One officer. She came off for one shift.
That doesn't seem like much.
That's what they charge us.
That's it?
Yeah. It's up to them, whatever their overtime rate is or whatever their
reimbursement is. Okay. No, all right. Okay. It just seems low, doesn't it? I don't know. I mean,
I said, it was only one officer one night, so she did about 8 hours there. 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
So that's not too bad. I expected, actually, our expenditures to be just a bit higher than that. I was expecting around $200,000 worth of expenditures, so it came in a little lower than what I thought.
If it ever got to the point where you were over the 225, just something happened, how does that work then?
Well, I would say that we moved to bill Country Thunder for the balance.
No, I understand. Is that knowing that you could do that, or is it?
Well,
is it kind of a gentleman's agreement that if things are above our budget or just bond?
Well, I've said that to them if we ever go over that they would have to pay. They just roll their eyes and it's like, oh, God, you know, it's like a pulling teeth. But I think they would be prepared to get billed by us if we went over that 225. Of course, they get the same breakdown that you're looking at, too, so they understand where all the money goes.
Well, I understand, but so, I'm just saying, you know, if an emergency or
absolutely.
Something outside of your normal budgeting came up,
yeah.
They would have to think that they would have to pay for that, right? I mean,
yeah, there's other agencies that are sending them bills that don't even permit or have any jurisdiction, but because they staff their people, Richmond PD, Twin Lakes PD, they send them bills.
Do they pay them, to your knowledge?
Last year they did.
Huh.
And if they keep paying it, I'm sure they're going to keep sending bills, but they really don't have, you know, it's not, to me, a binding, account.
With that, so that kind of goes back a little bit to my point about the reserve. They wouldn't be open to have that money in a reserve just in case? I mean,
I don't think the original agreement was set up that way with them. as far as us retaining the extra balance in there.
But you could, I'm just saying, as though it gets put towards the next year, they wouldn't have to, I mean, it's not like you keep it.
I don't know what they do with it. We give it back to them, we send them a check, physically send
them. I understand. I just, I don't know.
Well, in comparison, Walworth County Sheriff, when they used to work Alpine Valley, which recently closed, they did the same thing with bonding. The amounts that they did not spend on their efforts were put in a trust that they used then for equipment upgrades and other stuff that they needed to run those security events. If we did that, we could build up our funds to buy certain things that that would need out there, including command post needs, cameras, that kind of thing. However, that's not the way it was set up originally, and I don't really know how the agreement was constructed 20 years ago, but since I've been involved, we've always done it this way. So,
I mean, is that something you'd want to look at? No, yes.
Well, I mean, I'd have to discuss it with all the budgetary folks and find out if that's a doable option for us and where that money would be best utilized if we kept it. You know, we wouldn't be able to bank on a certain number every year because in case some emergency happened, it costs us more to keep more people out there or something to that effect. So that would
well,
be a
I would think number. The, I would think the discussion going, let's just say you wanted to have this happen, mm-hmm. would be that reason saying, you know, we're within $34,000 of what you know, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, I mean, it could fluctuate like anything around here. We would like to keep the, you know, in a reserve. I don't know how that, but maybe it's a thought. I don't know. Just
because the money is all wages, right?
Yeah, most of it is.
So it's not taking into account any equipment?
And any repairs and
right.
upgrades.
So that to that point, there is a little bit yeah. maybe for negotiating that in
I
the
mean,
future.
Some of it is for food service. We have our own food service at the command post. But
do you see a need? I mean, for equipment, is there, right? I mean
there's there's radio equipment we can right. utilize. There's, like I said, camera equipment that could be utilized. There's UTVs, ATVs that, because every year they supply us with the lion's share of the carts. We only have three.
Are they like golf carts though?
No, they're
can
more
they get
heavier.
Through the mud?
Yeah, they're more heavier four-wheel drive.
Okay.
Utility carts, but the more people I put out there, the more carts they have to come up with. That sometimes can be a strain on them. And you know, this year I was worried we were going to have enough, but they did. And you know, those things are. Yeah, every year we deal with that, depending on where my family
is. Just a thought. I don't know. Maybe you can.
Well, I'm thinking along with you. Trust me. But
maybe next year you can think.
I think there has to be more meetings on that, too, to decide the direction with the sheriff involved. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk. Maybe when I see the sheriff, I'll bring it up with him and see what he thinks.
Actually, I was just going to make a suggestion that after the budget's done, bring the sheriff in and talk to him about this, because he's got to negotiate with.
Understand.
Country Thunder.
And if the captain says it was 20 years ago, I mean, that's
the amount just went up within the last 2 years.
We moved the amount up twice since I took it over, yeah. 5 years now. We moved it up 50 and then almost 90,000 since I've taken over to make sure that we covered yeah. our manpower
sure.
needs out there.
I understand that, but I'm just saying some of the other parameters you said hasn't been, there's really the numbers, the dollar figures have changed over time, but not necessarily the agreement of how
correct.
Reserves or surpluses
correct.
Or negatives are done.
That's correct. We have talked about the extra
money. Might make some sense for us to at least have a conversation with the sheriff on that.
Yeah, but like, because okay. next meeting we can watch right. it and we do it afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Donna, do you want to put
this next? I'm just taking two.
All right, now we have two resolutions. Come on out, Chief Deputy.
Oh. One is
first. I believe Chief Deputy is the first one.
Is it the Justice Assistant Grant?
Yeah.
Okay, I have that on my stack.
Yes. Okay.
It's called Delegate. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the committee.
I think the quote will be, thank you, Mr. Helper.
There you go. This is a resolution to request acceptance of the 2017 Federal Justice Assistance Grant Award that is shared with the Kenosha Police Department. This year, the Sheriff's Department is sharing, they're part of the share is $11,804, and we would like to accept those funds and complete a purchase, or at least contribute to a purchase of a new, what we call Trimble SX-10 total station, which is a total cost of $60,459. We already approved the funding of $38,000. However, their sheriff would like to upgrade that system, which brings it up to $60,000. We'd like to use this Justice Assistant Grant Program money to help fund the difference. Does anybody want to know what a total
station
is?
Yeah.
A total station is, State Patrol uses them quite a bit for doing accident reconstruction. If you, in real simple terms, it's a three-dimensional camera on a tripod that will recreate a crime scene within 20 minutes to exact scale and dimension, the three dimensions. So instead of, if you were at a crime scene taking measurements and a lot of photographs, you basically put this thing in the middle of the room and turn it on, and it will go around the room and computer regenerate that entire scene down to the minute details, as well as by dimension or scale.
Is this the type that can go around corners too? No, there's two different types. Is this?
I believe this one has those. How it can figure that.
Well, you can put a stake out there, and it can go around by going through the stake. It can do that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then if you moved it a little bit, you get the entire footage. This one also creates a video of the game, of the scene. So if you had an accident scene, it will recreate the vehicle's movements and that kind of thing for you. It saves a tremendous amount of time and is much more accurate at doing crimes and accidents.
We don't have one now.
We have nothing.
Though. Have you seen this? Yep. Have you seen it from somewhere else?
Yep, they actually brought it to our department and demonstrated the whole thing. But we've seen it used by State Patrol, has used them forever in doing accident scenes. Are very good for.
Do you plan on using them for everything, accidents as well?
Absolutely.
So I actually did a research on this, and they are amazing, and it saves a lot of manpower. They're great for court.
Yep, you can put it up on a screen, and you can show an animation of the entire event. And
so would it? But how would you? Where would it be? Where would you have? Is it like a computer-looking type thing, or is it?
It looks like a survey equipment. Survey equipment.
Okay, where would that be stored? How would you get to it? If you have an accident on wall or way out, how do
we
you?
We have a new evidence truck, a crime scene truck that we just got delivered last week, and it's going on that truck. And it's going to be utilized by our detective division anytime we go out to a crime scene. And it could be any one of those.
But you also said
criminal scenes, anything.
A car accident too. I mean,
yep. It can use for anything. We could use it in this room right now to recreate this entire meeting, and it's a very good piece of equipment for investigations.
I could see that helping in court.
It brings us up into the current century in doing this kind of work.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Side note: Do we use the drone for accident scenes or anything as far as recreating?
Yeah, we've done pictures, overheads. Yeah,
especially. But that's all. Because I know there's some drones that can actually recreate as well. We don't do that, right?
Okay. Ours is only equipped for just take video.
Okay.
Would this help you in making, like, if you came to an accident, and this helps you like determine the causes and stuff, or is it just like by looking at tire tracks or whatever you may do?
It does a scale drawing of everything that it photographs. And what will happen is it'll be able to calculate based on the computer work that you do with that information, because you download it in your computer, how the accident occurred, where the vehicles are traveling, how fast, that kind of thing. It really cuts down the math and all the hard pen to paper type of.
And the other thing, it's more accurate.
So, like, it would tell you, like, with those skid marks, this guy was doing 110.
Yep.
That they would come up and that's cool. Yeah.
Yep, based on travel and after post contact, which how far the vehicles went and that kind of thing, it does all that for the speeds.
Sure.
Any other further questions? All right. To have a motion.
Motion to accept.
I'll second.
Okay. We'll start off with all in favor, say by saying aye, starting with youth and governance.
Aye.
A committee?
Aye.
Passed unanimously.
See, that didn't take too long. Just like your first
6 weeks. We kept looking at the clock.
What?
We kept looking at the clock.
Because they're always on me about how much I tire.
One of you heard on the radio, buy yourself a paper cord.
Oh, that was good.
Give us a moment to pass around the...
No problem.
Yeah.
Are these all together?
It's a pretty pathetic one, yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee. This is bringing forth a resolution to establish a revenue and expenditure budget for $120,000 to purchase a full body scanning system for the admission release area of the pretrial facility. The unit will be afforded using non-levy funds provided by the Sheriff Inmate Commissary Fund. So additionally, we request to authorize suspending the competitive bid process as outlined in County Ordinance 3.1 sub 4 sub 8.
Was this in last year's budget?
It was not.
What is this exactly again? What does this do?
This is a body scan. It's a contraband detection. So it's basically a simplest terms, an x-ray system that does a full body scan similar to what TSA uses, a little more advanced. It's a linear x-ray device.
And this would be used at the, okay.
It'd be used in the admission release area, so all incoming inmates or detainees would be scanned.
And what are they doing? What do you do now?
Just simple pat search.
Is there like a real need for this? Like, do people get through with a lot of contraband right now?
We obviously hope they don't, but yes, the reality is there is, you know, drugs that are smuggled into body orifices into our facility, or that's how we assume that they come in. But we've had females where we've had to, there's no proof that they have them, but you have to put them in isolation for 72 hours to observe them to make sure that they have.
This would detect that then?
This detects anything from a cigarette that's cheek. I've seen images where a female had some cocaine just taped behind her ear and she had long hair. And when they did the search, they didn't find anything. But on the scan, you could see the cocaine behind her ear.
Really?
It's this specific system in independent tests has had 100% success rate of detecting contraband.
But legally, we can only do a pat-down? It's not a full search?
You can only do a body cavity search under certain circumstances by the state statute.
Okay. Yeah.
That's be like a felony. So if someone comes in on a misdemeanor and you think that they've keistered anything, you have to send them to the hospital. You have to get a search warrant, all that good stuff.
So if this did show something, then
this would show something.
Then what would you do though? I mean,
we'd follow the same protocols. We'd send them to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And get a search warrant. And get
but you're saying the search, and I should know this. That's why,
right? I mean,
isn't legal, but this is, even though
this
it shows the same thing,
yep,
and more.
100% legal. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Do other places use this?
So we would be the third county in Wisconsin to obtain this exact machine. There's a couple other machines out there that are a lot more expensive and their footprint is a lot larger. The reason for this machine is they can build it to our specification for us in the jail. So the footprint is much smaller than their competition. And they come in, whatever space we give them, obviously that we don't have a whole lot of space at the pretrial facility. So they came in already, they measured, they can build it to our specifications right where we want it.
Have you seen this thing?
I have not, other than airports. But you're saying it's better than what's at the airport?
Different. It's a lot different than what's at the airport.
Okay. No, I have never seen one.
So I can show you some. I can show you kind of what it looks like, have the footprint. But these are some images that will show you. This is the actual footprint of the thing. And this is, so those ones there have, just to show you the different type of images that you can obtain from other machines, some of the distortation and such, but this, the one that I sent you, the third page that I just gave you, has actual images of contraband that is hidden.
Hmm. That's this, that's contraband right there?
Yes. As you can see on that one, it's just a dark, can't really tell what it is.
You know, you mentioned they brought in drugs or cheeking it. Any weapons get through from time to time? I'm thinking along safety lines, you know.
I've been in jail for almost a year. I haven't had any weapons come in that I know of specifically. Doesn't mean that they haven't come through. We've been lucky to not have to deal with anything like that. But I'd rather have 100% certainty that nothing is coming into my facilities.
Okay, so into the funding of this is coming.
You mean commissary funds?
Yes.
What is that exactly?
So by the state statute, we have to provide inmate commissary. We have canteen, if you will. A lot of people call it canteen. Inmates are able to purchase chips, honey buns, whatever. So the profits out of that go into a fund, and it can be used for anything that is inmate driven. So inmate safety and security things, anything that benefits an inmate. And obviously the safety and security of our facility benefits our inmates as well as our staff.
And there's that amount of money in there?
Yeah, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
That's the only thing I'm hesitant about. I agree with the safety, but there's that kind of money in the account?
I know I have that type of money in that account right now. As of today's date, I do.
$120,000 for chips and stuff like that? Wow.
Takes a few years, probably.
Yeah. Right. But we're asking to pay for it in 2 years.
Hold on.
The last page on your packet, I guess. Ending account balance. We pay obviously a lot of different things out of commissary. So I, you know, when it comes to, you see indigent kits, postage for the inmates, a lot of miscellaneous things, program services. We pay chaplaincy out of there. A lot of things that don't have to go into our budget, we are able to fund through this.
Yeah, but this is a total of $105,000.
Right, I just got the updated one today.
But that's expensive.
The account balance is $127,000.
Oh, it is. But you're wiping it out for this, basically.
Yeah, you're not worried it's going to leave you short for whatever.
No,
it keeps growing monthly, and it's going to be split over 2 year period.
Yeah, we're going to split the payment over 2 years. So $60,000.
So this is you're comfortable. You can put this in there.
100%. I have no worries whatsoever.
Okay. They'll be back. Right. Just budget time. Well, you know.
Back for it.
And Sheriff, back at Beth, will go, what do you want? Guys bringing in dope and stuff? Yes, Sheriff. Just, that's between me and him.
I was just going to ask for a can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
I'll second.
I'll second it. No, I'm in favor. I'm just telling you, Beth will have to say something.
Any further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
All in favor.
Thank you.
Next week.
Yeah, just 120 out of that. No problem. Okay, mark that in your notes, kids.
Okay.
That's something you're gonna learn. You heard something. Don't worry about it. When you
there's
hear that,
seven left. There's 7,000 left.
Right.
It's a lot of chips.
I'm sorry because I could hear his voice doing it, and I started laughing too hard.
Just share just Beth. Make a noise. He'll yell at you. He's a mean guy, that Sheriff Beth. You know.
Come on, take a seat. The first one we have is the preparedness exercise.
Yes. Evening, Mr. Chair, committee members.
here representing Kenosha County Emergency Management, behalf of the Wisconsin Emergency Management Public-Private Partnership. We received a grant of $2,000, and this grant is going to be used to hold exercises with the public and private sectors. We have monthly meetings where we invite resident experts to come in, talk about safety issues, either on the plants or if it's medical or law enforcement related. So basically, this resolution will pay for those funds. And as far as the general fund is concerned, there'll be no increases or expenditures. It's $2,000.
I signed it.
Have we done anything like this in the past?
Yearly.
We do. Okay.
Is that enough? I mean, 2,000 seems.
It's the top. It's just, I mean, that's the top.
What, do you want to give them 120,000?
Hey, what the heck? What difference does it make? You know, in fact, we got 30,000 sitting in the bank from Country Thunder we don't can't touch.
Well, the state actually, out of the 72 counties, there's six of them that are very active in this, and we're one of the six, and we're in the top tier. That actually, the state is actually funding this this program for us, so we're one of the best.
Sounds good. I move to approve.
A second.
Okay. Motion on the floor. You for governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
The next one is basically to approve the hazard mitigation grant update. We've basically sent this out to our partners at SewerPAC as well as Wisconsin Emergency Management, and they finalized the grant. They signed off on it. FEMA has approved it for our flood plans and whatnot. And basically, right now I need to go to kind of a resolution, and then it will be farmed out to all the local municipalities to sign off on this flood mitigation update. Any questions you may have regarding?
Oh, yeah.
Any questions?
Why do you need our approval on this?
It has to go to the county board for approval.
It changes our 50-year plan, right?
Correct. These are adjustments. Why
is this coming? I'm just curious. Why is this coming through the sheriff?
The county board few years ago passed a whole plan for the county. Any adjustments
to
that plan?
Why is this coming through the sheriff's department, though?
Emergency management is part of the division of the sheriff's department.
Yeah, but it talks about. Hazardous migration. Okay. Mm.
I was going to say, probably this last couple months was a learning lesson about.
Oh, yes.
All this.
Very busy for the past few months. It's still going on. Right now we're in the long-term recovery
okay, I
program.
See. Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not makes sense to me. Okay.
Okay. Any questions? A motion on the floor?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah. There's a motion on the floor. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further to come before the committee? Seeing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Oh,
you got a second.
Keep it. Second.
All here to say aye?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
We still have at least one more resolution. I'd like to check them all to make sure
we have them. Yeah, good idea.
I know.
That's why it's just. I was thinking initially that's where it should be at, but then I didn't.
No, trust me.
I didn't read it thoroughly.
4 years, I sat back.
On public work? Oh, yeah. Long night.
I would DVR.
How you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Are we putting excused for people who aren't here or leaving a blank if we don't know?
That's good.
So we'll leave it blank.
Get out, spending money.
If there's abstain or excuse. Oh, we have.
You seen this thing? The scanner?
Yep, his is smart.
It's unbelievable. It's linear design. It's not something you like go in and spins around. It actually comes in a line.
I haven't heard anything.
Stand on a tray.
Yeah.
And it goes left to right.
Okay.
The resolution is unbelievable.
And this crime.
This surveyor thing? Yeah. David and I saw it in Reno. We were initially going to get just total station.
What does that mean?
It's like a survey, like Cap Wafer was talking about, that would map like accidents and crime scenes. This enhancement portion of it. We looked at it in Reno.
Yeah.
You've got three and I've got one.
I bet.
Can do and be able to plug into a computer and recreate in a three dimension.
Down the hallway.
It blows your mind. What you see on TV.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we technically. I'm sure.
A lot of talking.
And like Jeff said, you bring it to court.